Well, it's important to hold accountable those who commit atrocities, such as crimes against humanity. And there's reason to believe that these individuals, Muammar Gaddafi, his son, Saif, and his head of intelligence, committed crimes against humanity. So it's important that those who do commit international crimes be held accountable. At the end of the day, Joe, as we've talked about for many years, it's all about the victims. We tend to forget that, and we step over the bodies. But the bottom line is that this is for justice for the victims.
Now, it's the second time the ICC has indicted a sitting head of state. Of course, the first one was Sudanese leader Omar al-Bashir. Now, his indictment came in 2008, but yet no actual prosecution has taken place yet. Does that say anything?
Well, again, it highlights the role of politics in modern international criminal law. Legal aspects of making sure that Omar al-Bashir or Muammar Gaddafi receive a fair trial have been set in place, and now it'll be a political decision to hand over Bashir and eventually Muammar Gaddafi.
Now, how much of a difference does it make when the UN Security Council refers a case to the International Criminal Court and, for example, an African government refers a case to the ICC?
I don't think it makes much difference at all, because all those actions do is provide the jurisdiction by which the prosecutor can look into the allegations and then make recommendations to the court. However, from a political point of view, when the UN Security Council refers a matter to the court for whatever reason, I think it adds a little bit of a political twist to the issue. The international community, represented by the Security Council, finds that the actions that have taken place here are the gravest of crimes and need to be carefully looked into. So even though it's not a legal specificity, there's a subtle aspect to this related to the politics of the UN Security Council referring something to the court.
Now, of course, you were the chief prosecutor at the UN-backed special court in Sierra Leone, and you, I would imagine, had to handle a number of cases at the same time. How does that work at the International Criminal Court? You're sending out indictments or handing down indictments, but how do you keep track of the various cases?
Well, it's a matter of really organization and setting up trial teams who have a specific job to investigate, develop cases against those who are alleged to commit international crimes, and making sure that justice is done, but justice is done properly within the bounds of the law.
So what is your view of the current chief prosecutor, Ocampo?
Luis Marino Ocampo was the first chief prosecutor, someone who had a lot on his plate, not only setting up a court, but also setting up precedent. Everything he does is for the first time. I admire that. I was in that same position at the Special Court for Sierra Leone, being the founding chief prosecutor. But he is setting up a cornerstone by which, for decades, future chief prosecutors will be seeking justice for victims. I think he's done an admirable job. He's been at this now close to 9 years and will be leaving soon. I think we should take our hats off to Luis. His heart was in the right place, and that is to seek justice and seek justice for victims.